Our story from the life of David is not a pretty one. In fact, it's a story that could be downright discouraging. But there is hope. Stay with me to find out the lessons that we can learn today.
If my daughter is having opportunities to grow, you know that I do too. And so it's a big part of learning to adjust and adapt to changes in what I had planned.
Welcome to Refresh and Renew. Hi, I'm Heather, and I'm so glad that you'll be joining me today. We will be learning and growing together in our walk with Jesus. You will surely be encouraged and challenged as we study week by week and hear from the experiences of others. Today we're focused on the story of David and Bathsheba. You can find the story in 2 Samuel chapter 11. Have you had a chance to read the Renew Starting with Jesus devotional this week? Merle shares with us a story that happened to her when she did something as a child that led to the police being called and the neighbors being fearful. You'll want to check out that story and the devotional at startingwithjesus.com/renew. It can be easy to think that her relationship with God is going great. For David, life was going well. His army was successful, God was leading, and he was blessing their country. Yet, it was in that false sense of security that David had his great fall. He became confident, and in a matter of days, everything changed. The same can be said of us. If we aren't connected, or as the devotional puts it, plugged in, we will become spiritually weak without even realizing it. It's then that Satan takes advantage of us by offering something too tempting to resist. Now, that's something to think about, right? How is it with us? Are we plugged into God so that when life throws us curveballs, we're able to meet it with grace and dignity? God gives us moments every single day to practice being plugged into Him. Those hiccups in our day, those stresses from our children, all are reminders to stay plugged into God. Today we're going to hear from Janelle. She will share with us the challenge of helping her little one practice the violin. She'll also share a story about a last-minute decision her husband made that actually affected the whole family. Janelle gives us a glimpse into a day in her life where she learns to adjust and adapt to her own expectations as she practices staying plugged into God. Can you relate?
I'm the kind of person that really enjoys having a planned life. I like to know what I'm doing and then set out to go accomplish it. Enter the blessings of the answer to prayer of being married and having two children that at this point are 6 and 4.5. And God, in His love, gave me these gifts because He knew I want character development to become more like Him. And He loves me. And He knows that I need to learn to be connected to Him even when my plans do not get accomplished the way I had set out to do them. And if I'm willing to embrace His plans for me more than what I had set out thinking I would do myself, this has been a major opportunity of mine on a daily basis because there's not a day that goes by that I don't have a disruption of what my plans are. This can be as simple as my daughter is in violin lessons and has been for this year. And as a 6-year-old, there is so much technique, there's so much learning that goes into that process. And it's something that I am involved with every day because she can't just learn it on her own. It's my opportunity to see that she follows through on what she's given in her lessons so that she can be successful. And my daughter is a very strong, very expressive, very much the kind of person that experiences 100% of every emotion. There's never any doubt to what she thinks. And what I may set out in my plans as being a 15-minute practice time takes much longer than that because a couple of minutes into it, if I correct her posture, if I correct her note playing to make sure that we're on just the right sound, it is a meltdown moment that she gets to have opportunities to grow as well. And if my daughter is having opportunities to grow, you know that I do too. And so it's a big part of learning to adjust and adapt to changes in what I had planned, and learning to say, okay, Lord, what is it that is my highest priority in life? And my highest priority is character development and being prepared for Jesus' soon return. Another reality is the simple things like I'm planning to go into town, get my hair trimmed, doesn't happen that often, and unusually, my husband was going to be able to be home and be with the kids. And then he says about 15 minutes before I was planning to leave by myself, which is a completely different get ready, go kind of thing than if you plan to bring the whole family with you. He says, the kids and I are going to come into town with you and I'm going to do da 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 da. And I was like, oh dear, that is a complete discombobble of what I had planned. And do I even have enough time in the 15 minutes between now and when I needed to leave to make my appointment? And as it was, I had to take a deep breath and say, Lord, you can help me. You can help me to have an excellent attitude. You can help me to embrace this opportunity for growth and be a living Christian, someone that's connected with you, that my experience doesn't have to be disrupted by this change in plans. So that's where I'm growing, on this ability to have my plans changed and being willing to embrace the growth opportunities that God has given me every single day.
Aren't you glad that you have a faithful God who is with you every step of the way? I love how Janelle saw the change in plans as a call to reach out to God and to ask Him for help. Maybe you have had times when things are not going the way you had planned, and the Holy Spirit prompted you to pray and ask God for help. If you have a story that shows how God helped you, please write to us, renew@startingwithjesus.com. We would like to collect these stories so that we can share them. We'd like to use them to encourage and to uplift one another in our Christian walk. Now it's time for our weekly challenge. Here are two of the challenges from the devotional, Renew, Staying with Jesus. How do you know if you're plugged into God or running on battery power? In what ways can you plug into God? As you think about the answers to these questions, try to find a quiet time to write your answers down on a piece of paper or maybe even in a journal. Writing your answers down will help you slow down and think more carefully about your answers. Thank you for joining me today as we talked about staying connected to God through all the ups and downs of life. If you want to keep digging deeper into our study today, check out the extra Bible study helps and notes at startingwithjesus.com/renew. And remember, the weekly devotional can be sent straight to your inbox if you just email us, renew@startingwithjesus.com, and let us know to add you to the mailing list. Before we go, let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to stay connected and plugged into You. And during those moments of stress in our lives, send the Holy Spirit to impress our hearts. Lord, we know that we will face challenges, but help these challenges to push us closer to You. We're so thankful that You are by our side every step of the way. We pray this in Your name. Amen. This podcast is sponsored by Starting with Jesus. To find out more about other programs or to find out the links that were shared in this podcast, just check out the description box below.